Are you ready for a little karaoke?
So,
guess who's back? Back again.
She's
guess who's back.
Back?
Tell a friend.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Hey, besties. This is That's Just My Opinion with your host, Marlene. Let's get started.
Hello. How are we doing today in the middle of the motherfucking night? Did guess I? Who's back? And back guess again. Who else is back?
Back again.
Once again, Shady's back. I love how I wasn't even a big fan of that song.
Tell a friend. I was.
I mean, I liked it. I knew it. But it wasn't like, oh my God, play.
No, I was song. A real Slim Shady.
Dude.
I sure was, dude.
On my CD player. I actually, stop. I swear on to your God. Walkman?
Dude, I would listen to Eminem, SPM.
Stop.
Did I swear to God?
Not SPM,
dude,
bro.
I swear I would.
Not SPM. Yeah. Why are you, you're in it. I mean, I see it.
Pause.
I mean, I see it, but at the same time, I was like, damn.
Dude, I was.
I was a Black Eyed Peas girly.
I was that too, but I was very much that. You know what? Because of who? Like, Jerry.
Jerry, of course. Shout out. Jerry Bear.
Shout out, Jerry.
Jerry Bear.
Put me on to the hardest.
Dude,
I would listen to Slipknot. Oh, my God.
I listened to Slipknot.
I listened
to Guns N' Roses.
I was a heavy girl.
I listened to Metro Station.
Metro Station, okay, period. I was like a mix of everything,
five
to be honest.
5 seconds of summer. What's it? 30 seconds of summer? 5 seconds of summer? 5 days of summer?
I don't know that one.
One like that. Something like that.
I was very much that. And then like Camila, Mana.
Alex Sintek.
Like everyone.
Yes, dude. Still Shakira.
Shakira. Oh, yeah.
Shakira. Alejandro. I really liked Alejandro Sanz. That te lo
agradezco. Novia me sin ti. Period. No, dude, that was my song.
Dude, you know which one was my song? You know which one was my song? A varios
cientos de kilómetros. Do you remember that time that we had like a jam session in the living room?
Yes.
Dude, we have
jammed out so
every time.
Many times.
Dude,
like,
every time.
I feel like it's almost an everyday thing.
I think it's like it is.
It's almost an everyday.
Every time you come in, you're like, music.
I'm not no, Google no, deadass.
I'm like, that's the day.
Hey, Google, play the Black Eyed Peas. Always. You know that Josh gives me so much shit for that? He's like, you are the only person I know that voluntarily decides to jam out just to the Black Eyed Peas.
And the random days. Like, the
I
random,
fuck,
random
dude,
time of
like,
the day. And, like, I'm here for it.
And
I'm like, oh, okay, we're no. jamming out.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, bet.
I got you. You're like, I got you. I got that one. Dude, no, for real. Like, it's so, I feel like it's a little bit random to a point just because I feel like the Black Eyed Peas weren't even, like, my time. Like, you get me? Like, I feel like it was, but it wasn't my time at the same time. We were really screaming into the mic.
Dude,
I just
we were
right
loud.
Now. I was like, whoa, whoa.
Calma.
So, Evelyn, why are we here today?
We're here today
because it is actually 12:26 a.m. on Friday, June. Oh, my God. Is there this today? 24th. Oh, no. Today's Thursday. Right? It's Friday because it's 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. Damn. I thought it was like Friday night. I was like, oh, shit. This is what
no,
we're doing Friday
it's
night?
It's Thursday night.
Does it happen to you that you don't know what day you live in? Like, you literally
like,
do
dude,
not
I forget.
Know.
I'm on my own time.
No, deadass.
I'm
my
on
own
no
world.
Motherfucking.
My own world.
In my own world, everyone else is just living in it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, deadass.
That's going to be the title
like,
of this episode.
Like, in the most best way possible, I mean. Like, not in a disrespectful way.
Neither. I just really, like, whenever I was doing interviews for, like, this new job that I got, they'd be like, oh, Tuesday. And I was like, bet, Tuesday. And then I was like, fuck, what day is today? Like, literally, I have no idea what day it is. Like, I know the numbers. I'll be like, oh, today is the 23rd.
No, I forget all day.
And I'll be like, fuck, what day is today? Until literally I have something to do a certain day.
Yeah.
And I literally go into my calendar and I'm like, oh,
dude,
shit,
I have to literally look every day, like, to make sure, okay, because if I have, like, appointments.
Make sure you know what day you're living
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I have to do shit this day, like, not mix up days because I'm just vibing, dude. I'm just going with the days. Like, I already know, but, like, I really be forgetting. Like, I'm just like, fuck it.
I feel like I'm really bad at organizing.
I just go by the day and just kind of organize by the day, but I don't really pay attention. Like, I'm not too focused on it, where I'm just like, okay, fuck it. I'm just going to go fucking do what I have to do during the day and then next day and then do it. You know, it's just like...
Have you always been organized? Because I know now you write everything down, but have you always been like that?
When I was younger, like when I actually had a job.
T.
When I actually had a 9-to-5.
When I had an income.
And when I had a schedule, like, yeah, I had to be organized. So now that I have to force myself to be like organized, I'm not perfect.
It's a little tough.
But like I do it like just to like, just so I can be like a little bit organized with my life. Like, I don't do it every week. I do it, like, if I have something to do throughout the month, then I do it. Like, I schedule it in, make sure I have it in the calendar, make sure I put it in my calendar, in a desk calendar, and then I put it in the calendar over here.
We have a calendar in
I'm
our,
like, you
in our
see,
kitchen.
I put all the shit that I have to do.
Are you going to start crying yet, Evelyn?
Not yet, unless you want to get me there.
We're going to start talking about... Okay, first of all, this has been...
I'm like, don't get me there.
I mean, we don't need to get there now, but it's going to happen. This has been, this is episode, I think, 45. Gulp. Gulp's the white claw.
Al chile.
I think this is episode 45, and I have not posted an episode.
In a minute.
In a very, very, very hot minute. It's been maybe since I came back for my sister's in South Dakota, and that was... Well, that I haven't been consistent, because I was very consistent for like a couple of months.
You're on your shit.
I tried. And I haven't been posting in a while. So it's been, I want to say maybe like 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I did record that episode with RGISC, which is the Rio Grande International Studies
Center. I feel like I have
something
to do now that I'm going back to Laredo.
That's cool, OT. Right? Like, don't I they have like such great information?
They
and
do.
Like, they were so cool to talk to, too. It was funny because I felt like, obviously, like, I look into it and stuff, but I am not as studied as, like, some people may believe. Like, yeah. I'm kind of, like, a little...
But I never knew we had a
website. You know, my newspaper is either Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. Like, mm-hmm. It just be like that.
Bro, I don't have any fucking notification app in my phone. Besides, like,
I mean, I don't have
TikTok,
notifications either.
But, like,
but
I already, like, look into
it.
No, like the app. I don't have TikTok. I mean, I don't have Twitter, or I think that's the only one that I don't have, because everything that comes up there is on Twitter. I don't really look up into shit unless I have to upload and whatever.
Well, the fire, it was, I saw it. Like, Josh and I were driving. I was in Laredo.
Yeah,
we were driving down Loop 20, and we saw like a lot of traffic, and it was late, bro. It was like 11 p.m. or like 12 p.m.
Yeah,
when the fuck
I remember
is there
you
ever
telling me
that
and that the whole
late.
Like wetland. I was like, oh, like I know, but like I didn't
posted
know.
About on Instagram.
But I didn't know there was a wetland there. Like
yeah,
I had no idea, bro. And I wasn't like, bro, I'm a science girly. Like I was in it in fucking elementary school, middle school. I was super into that. I mean, I told you, like,
not a science girly.
Dude, I was out there. We were out there in the fucking, what's it called, in
catching the them grasshoppers and
Father McNoby Park out in Mads Road. I swear to
Father
God.
McNoby.
That's what it's called.
I know, but it's such a funny name, dude.
It is a hilarious name. But I was out there, dude. I remember, rest in peace, my teacher, Mr. Jimenez. Shout out. Fucking the
heaven.
Best, bro. In heaven. Yeah. Shout
That's out.
That's
a really long
best,
shout out. I don't think we ever did a shout out like that.
The best science teacher I've ever had. I fucking.
And what would you do?
Like, we would go out. Like, well, we were in the club. Damn, I really would. Yeah, it was. Like environmental science
a
club.
Science
like,
club.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a science club. Like you would just like
because the club shit. Now has a different meaning to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, true.
So.
Period. Well, let's not go there. But yeah, it was super fun. I had such a good time.
I wasn't in a club. I mean, whenever I was younger with my dad, I'd fucking catch like little grasshoppers and like ladybugs and worms
when you're younger.
And yeah, whenever
dude,
I was
like that when I was young too.
I was like fucking
like when
know,
I was like a fucking mocosa, like 4 or 5.
Allah,
dude, I swear to God, I'd be like, we lived in apartments, dude. We lived in apartments like way back then. This is when I was like, if anyone knows, in Laredo, Ligarde, dude, in the hood by Cigarroa. I would go back like into the yard and like a side yard because everything else was concrete because of the parking lot in the fucking apartments. and I would just pick up at the bugs and the fucking ants. I swear to God.
Have you ever seen that movie? What is it called?
Toy Story?
Ants? Boy? Ants? Or something like that?
Oh, no.
It's about a kid that bullies ants. And then the ants give him a potion and make him the size of an ant.
Oh, wow.
And then they kidnap him. And then they show him around, like, their nest.
We should watch that.
And it's a trip, bro. Yeah, no, it's a trip.
Yeah.
And it's very entertaining. But, like, the whole point of the movie is for the kid to learn that he shouldn't be bullying bugs. So... Yeah. You shouldn't be bullying bugs in that
way.
Unless they're cucarachas. Remember? If they're cucarachas, I'm going to fuck, bro. I'll stomp on those bitches. Fuck them. You're roaches.
Dying. Bro, I cannot do roaches. I'll let everything go but the roaches. You're dying,
dude. Talking. There was a spider in the bathroom the other day, and I was like,
sis. There's a spider on my leg, and I got scared, and I had to kill it.
Wow, that's very sad. No, there was a spider in my room and I wanted to get in. But
it's because I kept feeling something in my fucking body and I was like, what the hell? Like, I know it's
Where were you? In the bathroom?
I was in the fucking living room.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, ah! And I took it off. And I killed it. Yeah.
Oh, well. Rest I mean, peace. We they have an agreement. They reproduce. They're not supposed to touch us. They're
no, we have a rule. Around.
Yeah. Aw, EVG.
Stop. Stop, dude.
It's because it's been a minute. We've been living together for a while. And I promised the public that we'd talk about this. I promised the public that we'd talk about this. And
I know.
Encourage people to make a decision that sometimes it doesn't feel entirely right, but it is right. And
oh my God, I'm gonna start crying.
Stop, don't start crying yet. We haven't even said anything.
Pause, I have to pee.
Stop. I hate you.
Go.
No, that's fine. Go pee. Go pee.
We were on a break.
Okay, we came back from the
break.
The potty break.
Yeah.
It's because, guys, we told you it's really late. It's really late.
To the
it's
dead
like
ass.
12:37 a.m. right now. We just got back home maybe like an hour ago. We went to go vibe with a friend at their pool because it's fucking 100 degrees Fahrenheit in Texas. And it just feels like, it literally feels like the sun is melting me 24/7.
Like when I was cooking, bitch, I was sweating. Dude, I was sweating. Like that is not even funny, bro.
You know, it's hilarious. Whenever I was interviewing that girl to take care of the dogs, we were both sweating, like literally, like the sweat was just falling
dripping,
down,
dude,
like
dripping,
through her face.
Dude.
And I was like, "Do you want me to get you some water?" And she's like, "No, water, dude."
Bro,
not as watching fucking SpongeBob the other day. It was such a
not
vibe.
As being fucking Wumbos.
I hadn't seen, dude. I hate that. I literally, dude. I had you saved as Wumbo.
You
for the
still have
time.
Me saved as
no,
Wumbo.
No, I don't.
Did you change me?
Yes.
Look that shit up, bro.
I have you as EVG.
Now you changed it?
I
swear
changed
to God.
It. I changed it to celeb makeup artist. And then now you're as EVG.
Oh, baby, you did change it.
Yeah, I told you. I changed it in front of you, literally. Andas bien pedo, que?
No, actually. I ran out.
Off of the White Claw.
The drink, the Bacardi.
Do it, Nisya. Do it.
No, I can't.
Do it with the ginger ale.
Actually, tea. That would be good, actually.
Go for it. Nah, don't. Let's not pause it again. Okay, guys. We've been trying to go, you know, and not really talk about the situation because it's
we're avoiding
it's
the way we've been
yes,
avoiding.
Dude, it's hard. I put a little box on TGMO and I was like, give me suggestions of things to talk about. And someone wanted to talk about friendship breakups. And we've talked about this several times before just because, I mean, I feel like we've all gone through it. Like, and by all, I mean like you, me, and like
yeah,
in that time, Tracy that was still
world.
With us, we talked about it too. And it's just, it's a hard subject. And I feel like last time I stopped living with a roommate, it was because we were mad at each other, right? Well, that wasn't the primary situation, but like
yeah.
I feel like it made it a little bit easier at the fact that we were mad at each other. And now that like you're moving out because that's the big secret.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit hard because we are so connected and like we do get along and like we be vibing 24/7 like literally just yesterday just you know y'all can ask me what did I do fucking Wednesday night. I was on Facebook, ran into this really fluffy puppy and I was like, damn, look at this puppy. And then Evelyn was like, should we get it? And I was like, why did you read my mind? Like, that's literally what I was thinking about.
You're like, okay.
Message the girl and she's like, I live in San Marcos. And I was like, I literally just look at Evelyn and she's like, we go or what? And I was like, we go or what? I'm fucking down. And tell me why. We literally went to go pick up that motherfucking puppy at like 11 p.m. As you guys can tell, we do not have day jobs. We just be going off of vibes. We be living off of energy.
We be living off of energy, bro.
And DoorDash.
DoorDash and Favor.
And Favor. Yeah. How long have you been doing DoorDash and Favor?
It's been a minute, actually. Like a month or so. 2 months.
What do you like about like
each one?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out Laredo again. DoorDash, y'all motherfuckers be tipping, bro. Shout out the fucking Larete. I love you. I appreciate you, bro. When I'm out there, I be making money too, bro.
You're like, thank you.
Honestly, thank you. On DoorDash, but like, yeah, I haven't tried Favor over there. Actually, no, I did it once.
I've tried. So I've been doing Favor since COVID. I did. Before COVID, I used to do Lyft. Reina and I used to do Lyft a lot, like back in like super early 2020. It was fun. I did Lyft in Laredo, and it was always a vibe, dude.
Was it?
It was always a vibe because I was mostly picking up drunk ass people.
Period.
And it was just, hey, ¿tú dónde eres? Hey, do you want to go to an after party, dude? I got invited to so many like. I would literally start as a Lyft, but I always had to be ready just in case someone invited me to a really good party. And like,
you're like, fine.
I was like, fine. You know, I'll stop lifting and I'll just go to this party. Yeah. And I'll, you know, get drunk and just not do anything anymore.
You're funny.
And whenever COVID started, I started doing Favor. And that's pretty much what I lived off of during COVID, or at least the first couple of months. I have a love and hate relationship with Rover, with fucking Rover, with Favor, because I don't know, some San Antonio people are a little stingy.
Yeah, dude.
They don't be tipping the way like certain people tip. Dude. Don't get me wrong, not all the time, and you know,
yeah.
Here and there, whatever. Like, there's all types of people, but
10.
It really annoys me that Favor takes forever for like the favors to go through, because really? It's just a very long time. Yeah, because okay, so the first difference I noticed between Favor and DoorDash,
yeah,
it's whenever you do DoorDash and you're dashing, it asks you, this dash is gonna give you $6.50, $7, $8, $10, whatever. Favor doesn't tell you that. Yeah. Favor, it tells you, do you want to take this HEB Favor? Yes, dude, you're literally running on vibes. And then not only that, but whenever you deliver the things, the person that received it has to go back into the app, make sure like they selected what they need, like they need to finish the favor still.
Damn.
So a lot of people forget that they need to do that, and they take forever to get back into the app, which means they take for like Favor takes forever to pay you. And you take forever to get it out.
Damn.
A Favor. But with DoorDash, whenever you start dashing, you can't
immediately.
You can't immediately take your money out.
Yeah.
You need to wait like 10 days.
Will you have fast pay?
No, I don't have fast pay.
Oh, you don't? I have fast pay now.
And it came out, well, because you need to wait a certain amount of time.
You
or you
have
need to make
like
25 dashes or
do
something.
Do you need
like
to wait
that.
a big amount of time?
I think that's fucking bullshit.
Which, whatever,
dude.
Fuck it, right? But like, I waited maybe like you said, kind of like a 10 days, like a 2 week period.
Bitch, that's
and then
a
I
lot
still had to wait
time.
After like to get like the fast pay for like a plus 5 days, I think, like 3 to 5 days.
Dude, it takes forever.
And then you get the fast pay, but then they charge you a fee of $199.
That takes forever.
But so now I get fast pay.
There's like certain differences, but I mean, $199 is so much money.
It is a
with
lot.
Favor, it literally.
It's I 99 think cents.
Yes.
Which is clutch.
Super clutch.
But honestly, like, honestly, I like both.
I think it just depends.
It depends.
If I have a lot of time to invest Favor. Into it, because then also Favor has like certain promos. So like whenever you're, they're called runners. Whenever you're a runner and you're running for Favor, they'll sometimes be like, make 5 favors after 5 p.m. and we'll give you an extra $20. Or like, for example, whenever I made my first 50 favors, they were like, dinner on us, and they gave me an extra $20 for like for me to buy food for myself, because it was my reward, right? Like, it was like,
yeah,
you know, you made it, like, good job, bitch.
Yeah, I like both. I fuck with both. I do it both at the same time sometimes, which one comes first?
Yeah, but then it gives me a little bit of anxiety to think that I'm gonna get on the other one and I'm like doing this one.
Yeah, me too.
So I have to cancel.
I've had to I had to do that one time.
Not the anxiety.
No, I've had to do that. I have to do that. me trying to multitask, and then me like, no, fuck, I don't want
to
fuck up. And then,
dude, I used to do that with Lyft and Uber.
Did us?
And then it once happened to me that I got 2 rides
at the same time,
and I was like, I was like, do I go pick him up or do I not pick him up? But it was funny.
Yeah, lit.
So do you think we should stop avoiding the subject?
I know, we keep jumping off. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, where have I been? Because it's been a minute since I fucking posted. And honestly, guys, I've just been going through it.
It's been like a good month, dude.
It's been more than a month. It's literally been like 2 months, maybe 3.
I think the last thing it's been a while. It was like April.
So yes, dude. Like literally.
You didn't upload May, June, like till mid-June, basically.
I mean, we're still in June.
Yeah. We were kind of ending June.
Yeah, so maybe like 6 weeks, ish. Yeah. Kind of like that. Where have I been? I've been going through it. I've been, let's just say that this fucking Mercury Gatorade just fucked me over, bro. Like, dude, it literally, it had me on the floor, just like face punching me. Like,
I was working a lot.
Actually. It was really rough for me. It was really rough for me just because I felt so lost. Like, I felt like I didn't know what I was doing.
I remember we had that conversation.
And then, yes, dude. And then I also felt like I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't know how to start to get there. And I didn't know if I should get a job, if I shouldn't get a job, if I should stay in San Antonio, if I shouldn't stay in San Antonio. Like, it was just complicated on a very real note. There was a lot of crying involved, and there was a lot of, you know, trying to recenter and stuff like that. And that was another question that I got that said, what do you do for self-care? Mm-hmm. So in that specific situation, I am someone that resources a lot to like my comfort shows. And I know you know this.
Yeah. Like, is that how you recenter like yourself?
I saw this. It's so funny because I saw it on Twitter. It said people with anxiety like to rewatch the same shows because they know exactly what's going to happen, and it doesn't give them anxiety to not know what's coming up.
Yeah.
I have rewatched Friends all maybe like 17, 18 times. And I'm not talking about like just randomly going, like, no, like watching it from the first episode to the last episode.
Yeah.
I watch it at least twice a year. Twice to 3 times a year.
I feel like with what I do as far as recentering, dude, I have to unplug hard.
Completely.
Unplug hard.
I unplugged for a couple of weeks. I was still trying to do my fucking real estate. I was still trying to do my real estate tea. I didn't get my real estate license, y'all. Not because like I failed or anything like that. I just felt like it was very overwhelming for me. It was a lot of information. I just did not feel like it was right. And, it would just stress me more. Like, I just felt like I was doing it as a chore, not necessarily as someone that I like something that I wanted to do.
Pursue.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a lot of work. Like want to do.
The fact that I even finished mine is studying. I still have to take the exam. Let's not go there.
I didn't go
but
there.
But I want to go there.
I didn't
no,
go there.
No, but I want to go there. Like, and I literally had put it in my calendar. I was like, okay, finish studying the exam. Because I was doing the insurance adjusting exam. So it was not, because I was doing something else prior to that. I was doing it kind of at the same time while still trying to work and get money. Because at the time I was doing like working at night.
You overwhelm yourself.
Dude, I pile up shit so much. Just because, like, I want to get shit done.
And I break down. Like, whenever I'm, like, really stressed.
I don't.
Because I feel
I
like.
I just, like, I go, like, straight.
But then you burn out.
But then I pause.
Out.
But then I pause.
But then you burn out.
But then like, I pause for a week. Because I just stopped doing shit. Like, I just stopped
doing
the
exam. For a week,
exam.
You literally just.
Did
just
not do anything.
Sleeping, dude. Like,
dude,
you're
did
just,
not do
like,
anything. I do that all the time.
Like, you burn out. That's called burning out.
I literally don't do shit for a week. I did not do shit last week, literally. Until this week, I'm
that's
doing
really
shit.
That's really bad for your body, just
it's
so you know.
Super bad. I know.
Because it's
I know my flaws.
Let's be better.
And at least it doesn't go for a month. Because remember last time it was for a month that I did my whole fucking burnout. Dude, it was for a straight month that I didn't
yeah,
do
but
shit.
We were also going through some
also
other
I was
shit.
Going through some other shit, too. Also going through yeah, other until shit I found there. Out weeks later. But whatever, that's not God. Let's not go there. Damn, I've been gone. I've been gone.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute through, like, everything. So, pretty much, what did I do? I went through it. I decided to disconnect, and not only disconnect, I just really did not feel like talking to anyone. Like, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't see anyone. I didn't go out. I didn't, like, it was just very overwhelming, and it was just very stressful for me. Not because anyone would do anything to me. Like, I felt like I needed a break, and that's what I did. I got off of social media for a couple of weeks, and then I came back slowly but surely, and I didn't even want to stress me out with the idea of what am I going to talk about, who am I going to talk about, is it even going to be something that people like, is it, because I'm a really big people pleaser, and I've always been a really big people pleaser, so it me puede sometimes, like it's kind of conflicting to me, like making episodes or making, you know, content and like it not reaching the amount of people I wanted it to reach, which again, it's something that it's my own personal thing, like it's my own personal journey that I need to go through and understand that my
it takes time
value, you know, it doesn't depend on other people, like it depends on my own
on your own self
creation. Dude. Of you know whatever I'm doing, which in this case is, you know, episodes. But for example, through Bordertown Pets, it's content. And through Pack of the Wild, it's tips and stuff about your dogs. And on my personal one, honestly, I don't stress as much. But I just feel like I get bored of social media. I deleted a lot of apps, dude. TikTok.
Me.
Honestly, out of all of them, the ones that I usually keep is Twitter. I'll delete all of them.
I was very much a Twitter girly, but like I don't know. There's nothing to me.
I think it depends like who you follow and like what you follow and stuff like that.
I mean, I would just search up like gifs that I would just like little funny memes, bro, and it just like satisfy my fucking mind, like a little bit of serotonin for me.
I see a lot of like spiritual stuff,
but
so that too.
So like. I find other like little things, like little fun tips or whatever on TikTok. But like, I had to delete TikTok for a minute because I'd always be on there. So I was like, nah, let me delete it. But then I started uploading
TikTok
content.
TikTok can be so addicting.
I started uploading content again. So I was like, okay, let me get it back. Because I literally deadass got a client from there. So I was like, okay, I need to upload on TikTok again. So it's just like having to be on the like thing. Honestly, what helps is just not having my notifications on deadass. Like, if I want to get on,
it's
get
like
on,
a little surprise
don't.
Whenever you get on the app. It's like, ooh, do I have notifications? Do I don't have notifications?
So honestly, yeah, like it's just that. And besides that, dude, I remember it's crazy because I remember when you were going through it. I like with the whole like podcast shit, and I was like, bro, you cannot stop this shit, bro. You put yourself in such a like. You underestimate your own worth. Like, you devalue your own worth with how fucking good you are at doing this shit. And you're 40 episodes in, bro. Like, going to 50 episodes, like, and you are fucking good more than anyone that has ever started a podcast. And are probably, like, not to throw shade, but, like, I have, because I really don't listen to a lot of podcasts, beginners, I really don't. Like, deadass, I don't. Like, because unless I know you.
Only pros.
No, I really do, like, more people that have obviously
only
more followers.
What's his name?
Jay Shetty.
Yes.
Dude, I
only
love
Jay
Shetty.
I love him.
I love Jay Shetty. No, and this other doctor and then this other one, Millionaires Podcast, but that's not the point. the point is, about. I remember you had we had this conversation. I was like, bro, she cannot be like underestimating her fucking self right now. I was like, there's no way.
It gets to you, bro.
But it sucks, like, because obviously you know that I get like that too when it comes to makeup. And I'm like, bro, I'm done with this shit. Like, I'm so done with it. Like,
and I feel the same way.
And bro, and I've been doing it for so long where I just like feel like I'm not good enough or like I'm not there. Like, because you see other people doing shit. You see people like getting shit done and, you know, like, but you don't know how long they've been doing it for the past years. Like, you don't know they've been doing it for 5, 6, 8, 9 years. But they, whether they have their big break, they have their big break. And that's it. Like,
when and not your only time that, will come. But like, everyone has, like you said, everyone has their time. Like, everyone has their break, big break at a certain time. And you always have to put in the work. And the thing is that I know, like, if I had a friend that was me, right, that was going through it, I would know exactly what to tell that friend. I wouldn't know exactly what to tell them. I know exactly what advice to give them, you know, how to try to help them. But when it comes to like myself, that's hard, dude. Like, yeah. I don't know. I do not really know what it comes back to. I just know that it can get very hard. And usually what I like to do is try to be organized. So I try to book myself for something, you know, a meet and greet, taking care of dogs, meeting a friend, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'll try to do that at least once a day. So I will have to get up from bed and I will have to do something. So usually, you know, I get up and I saw this message the other day on like Twitter or TikTok. I don't remember where it was. And it said, if a task takes you less than 30 seconds, do it. Just do it. Like, just don't even think about it. Just do it. Yeah. So usually the task that takes me less than 30 seconds is making my bed. Making my bed and like fixing like my little, you know, vanity area that I have, because I don't really have a lot of stuff. I just pile stuff up. But from there, I literally either put in the dirty clothes or I hang my clothes, because that's usually, you know how they always say that little chair that you have in the corner that you put all your clothes on?
Yeah.
Okay, that's my dog kennel. Like, I just put everything on top of my dog kennel because it's a really big kennel, and obviously like you can put stuff on it. Well, you're not supposed to, but I do. And every single time that I like start cleaning my room, I feel better. You know, like I feel a little bit. And honestly, I'm a morning girly. I love mornings. Like, I just, there's just something about, like, for example, today.
I love being a morning girly, but I be sleeping late as fuck.
I have not slept all fucking day today. All day. And I woke up at 6:30 in the morning. Why? Because I had to go meet a client. I went to go meet a client. Then after that, I went to go to the feed store. And, like, I ran into, like, these different, like, kinds of dog food that I want to try for my dogs. And then from there I came back and then I cleaned a little bit and then I took the dogs out and then the landlord was here and then I talked to her and then, you know, I took out, you know, our new child, his name is Bear. And you know, I cleaned up a little bit and then I went back into my room and then I came back and then I cooked for the dogs. Like, I made like the smoothie treats and I made like the like literally waking up in the morning just does so much for me. And I understand it doesn't happen to everyone.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't. But to me, I've noticed that it just...
It just gets shit done, bro.
And not only that, not just the getting up, but the getting up and dressing in an attire that I feel good in.
Like a good fit.
You know?
Like, me doing DoorDash in a good fit.
Nah, for real. I honestly, I don't really dress up for like stuff like that because I always feel kind of weird because it starts getting late or like I go really, really much into the hood and like it just gives me a little bit.
I clearly don't give a fuck.
I like to be something and a little bit more comfortable, but just, I mean, I'm something paranoid as fuck,
in this fucking weather, bitch. I was in the fucking the wrap top and shit, like, bro, it was fucking hot and I was doing it during the day, bro. I was doing it during the day, bro. I was like,
straight up fear for my life sometimes.
Like, I was like, nope, not. I'm gonna be sweating, motherfucker. I'm gonna wear like, do that ass. No, it was hot. One girl at Pizza Hut, she was like, oh my god, I like your outfit. You look fresh. I'm like, girl, I am, because it's hot sweating. As fuck. Bro, I'm balls. Sweating right now. Dead ass. Not I'm like, no, no, I swear it was.
Water.
Dead ass, dude.
I love that fucking meme from SpongeBob, dude. I like identify so hard with it.
Literally us this whole summer.
Especially whenever we come into our house and like the AC isn't on, like it's Bitch, you just try to get to them and turn them all on as fucking fast as you can. Self-care. I want to believe comfort shows. My therapist showed me this little technique that always makes me cry. But whenever you feel like everything is going wrong or whenever you feel very overwhelmed, usually in my specific case, it kind of reminds me of like whenever I was a child and I usually need a hug. So she literally told me, like, just wrap your arms around yourself and just give yourself the hug that you wish someone else would have given, like, young Marlene.
Damn.
Starts bawling, dude. But I mean, it works because I feel comforted. And even though, like, I'm comforting myself, I feel a little bit more like, okay.
And I never thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like going to therapy, bro.
No, I never thought of that as far as like that's something like, that really doesn't find me comfort. Honestly, what finds me comfort is writing. Journaling. I'm a journaler.
My hand hurts so much when I journal, bro.
Dude, I journal.
I like journaling on my laptop.
I like journaling. I like typing. No, I like writing. I like writing little, you know, moment. Like, yeah.
Little cute moments.
I like doing that. I either journal or like if I'm really like stressed or like feel some sort of emotion that I do not fuck with, as far as like whether it's anger or like sadness, I start looking up affirmations and I just start writing them down.
Does that work for you?
A lot. It helps me a lot. Especially like when I started kind of going into the realm of like, you know, like all the like mysticism, spirituality, just finding myself and making myself feel better, myself, like just myself as a whole, to get through my days smoother, even if my day wasn't like as what you would say the best.
Yeah.
But just to get my days, because to make it the best, I would just look up affirmations on Pinterest and just scroll through Pinterest and be like, okay, I'm gonna have a great day. I'm gonna have a good day. Or just like, you know, like, or at the end of the day, I would just like look up affirmations and just write it down, or just put it as my lock screen and just read it down before I go to bed.
Me as my lock
and then
screen.
I just put like meditation music to go to sleep.
My mom used to always do that, and I remember whenever I was younger, it was so annoying to me. And now it's like, okay, Google,
bro,
play sleeping music.
Literally sleeping music, meditation music, high frequency, like
high frequencies.
Bro,
yes,
I would
dude.
Pass out.
Great. Yes. So Evelyn, where are you going now? We know where you've been.
We know where I've
we know where you've been, because that's the first thing we talked about. But yeah. Where are you going now?
Right now, I'm moving back to Laredo. Back home. Back to the hood.
Guess who's back?
Back of you.
Back again.
Yeah, I'm going back to Laredo. Reasons that, as far as why I'm doing the move back, because I did it back in last year's summer.
And we both moved.
Yeah. Back last year summer, and I really did not want to move back last year. I did not. I felt like I just needed to leave, bro. And it was just, now that I look back, it was just something that I was not ready for, because I was not feeling good with myself. Now it's just like, I need to move back. Like, there's no question, I need to move back to get back to the center of myself.
And how do you know, or how did the idea come to you, or like,
honestly, I remember you would always bring it up, like, I know there's gonna be a big move, like a big change
summer.
And I was just like, I'll obviously, like, I don't work a regular fucking job. I really don't. Like, I was doing little things on the side.
We're really our own boss.
Yeah, and I do makeup, obviously, as everyone knows. And I would just have these conversations with myself every time I'd be in my car, or I would have conversation with certain clients, obviously. And they're like, sometimes like life will redirect you in ways that you will not understand, but at that moment it's what you need, and it's not going to be forever. Everything's temporary. So that's where I was just like, and I just kept kind of sitting with myself, and I was just thinking, well, I need to go back only because of my current situations, and because
it just felt like the right thing.
Because it felt like the right thing to do, to want to move to the next step. And I don't want to say too much. I don't want to go into it. But, like, it's just something that I need to do. It, like,
something that came to
you. And
like,
there's no timeline. I never want to put a timeline to shit. Like, I just know that I'm doing things behind the scenes. But I know, like, it's not a permanent move-in. It's a temporary, like, move back.
Recalibration.
Yeah, basically, it's a that's
stepping
what it
back. I know a lot of people that say, like, don't step back. Like, even, what does it say? In Spanish, it's para atrás ni para agarrar vuelo. And I feel like it's not really going back or starting from zero because you're starting from experience. Like, you know what could happen or, like, the potential you have in a certain space, and then you know the potential you have in this space, and then you can just recenter. You know, like, you can come back
it's definitely to one what I need.
And recenter. And, I mean, I feel like a really big part of it is the fact that you have your family and being around family is
always very and it's
sometimes great.
Most of the time great. And no diss to my family. They're amazing people. But I
don't mean this sometimes because of you. I just meant the sometimes because
but
in
yeah,
general,
but sometimes low key y'all are like kind of a lot, but I'm just kidding. No, they're amazing. But every time I go back, like, it's just like, I just love being home with my family, bro. I love my family so much. Like, whatever bullshit, it's family. I don't give a fuck. But not my problem. It's their problem. But I just love being there, dude. I love being there. I love being at home. I love, like, catching up with my nephews, with my little brothers. Like, going to Mexico and catching up with my cousins over there. Like, bro, I just miss it. Like,
it's home. I feel like you're homesick.
Dude, I have to get back and, like, be in touch went back with them to move to the next step.
Maybe be in touch with the old Evie just to go
not
back and
necessarily
see
the old me, because I was not the best me, but
I mean, what made you happy?
But
what
makes me want to keep going to what I'm doing right now, and what motivates
your motivation.
Like, what's my motivation to dedicate myself to what I'm doing now? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that is honestly the biggest reason why I'm going back, and little other reasons, but honestly, that's probably the main reason why I need to go back to, like, my home. And
your
I'm
hometown.
Honestly very excited, because now I'm super grateful having to be here, like, in San Antonio for the past 3 years, dude. I've met the most amazing people, like, the most amazing people in my life, from the girls that I've worked with as far as models, clients that I've had, dude, friendships that I've developed, like, including you, obviously, you know that, dude. The best, like, people I've ever met in my life. And I'm so happy for the connections that I have, because I know I have a place to come back to, and I know that I'm not alone, and I know I can ask for that help and not feel helpless. Like, when I once
came
back. Or not
feel like
back.
A burden.
Yeah, like, or not feel like I'm, like, putting too much on your plate. When I know that I have a backbone to rely on, or just have someone here and they're like, oh, yeah, come to my space. Like, you're more than welcome. And, you know, that's very... I appreciate that more than putting a money sign to my face, bro. I appreciate that more than anything in this world. And I'm just grateful, bro.
Do you think you're going to stay in Laredo?
No. I don't know for how long, but I know I'm not going to stay... long
for too long.
I know I'm not gonna say for too long. I don't want to say
like you said, you don't have to put
but I know it's not gonna be long.
So you're gonna move, like, from Laredo?
I'm
to,
gonna
like,
move away
else.
From Laredo somewhere else. I don't know where, but it's going to be somewhere. And I don't think it's gonna be in San Antonio back again,
or Texas.
But that's the tea.
That's the tea, and that's how we're going to leave the tea, because you guys don't need to know.
Whenever
at that point, we'll come back.
We'll come back.
We'll touch
episode.
The subject again. Because
and we'll I'll tell you where I'm at.
How do you feel about going back to, like, the first thing that they told me? Friendships that break up. Because whenever I had this episode, you weren't on the episode. We talked about it, you and I.
Yeah.
But we weren't, you know, public about it. So I feel like, obviously, we all understand that every single person in our life, even our family, even our parents, even our siblings, everyone is temporary. Everything around us is temporary. We only have them for a certain amount of time, and then we lose everything around us and everyone around us. Like, everyone has an ending. You could see it in a very negative way, right? But I like to enjoy people around me as much as I can whenever I know that they are there, which is why I feel like sometimes I can be a little bit overwhelming just out of the fact that I'm like, and what are you doing? Where are you going? And like, I really like spending time with you. And like, let's go hang out and let's make plans and let's like, you know,
do
and
something.
And not that I've ever had any type of problems with it, because I really have not. But I understand that sometimes I can be a little bit too much. But that's where it comes from, because I've lost friends before. And not only in a way where we stop talking to each other, but like they've lost their lives. And it's always hard to go back and try to be like, oh, I mean, I just hope you really knew that I loved you. You know, like, so whenever they are alive, I try to be that person
and
that
be
I'm
present
like,
with them.
Yes, as much as I can. Dude, and when it comes, and when it comes to a friendship that breaks up, I've always liked to say, I just want to make sure that there was nothing else I could do.
Yeah.
And it applies for everything. It applies for friendships. It applies for relationships. It applies for just, I mean, fucking jobs, like everything. Like, I just want to make sure that I did my part. And if someone doesn't want to be close to me again in any type of relationship way, you can't do anything about it. You just have to accept the fact and obviously wish them the best. I'm not I'm not really a revengeful type of person. Like, I don't
hold grudges.
I don't hold grudges.
Respectfully,
I will not give it the time of day, because again, I know that I will do everything that's in my power to be able to either fix a misunderstanding or talk to this person or try to see what's going on or fix the relationship or, you know, whatever, like, et cetera, the situation that it is. I don't feel stupid. I know a lot of people feel like, nombre es que me tiene su pendeja. Like, I'm the one texting her. I'm the one texting him. I'm the one. I don't give a fuck, dude. I do not give a fuck. I will text you.
I will, like, draw the limit where I'm, like, I'm seeing little, like,
things.
Little things. I'm like, okay, like, you're not reciprocating. And the once you don't reciprocate what I'm giving, like, I don't give a fuck what you are, who you are. What you do, dude, I'm gonna cut you off as quick as a motherfucker. As quick as you came in, you as quickly as you come out. And I'm saying that very respectful, because, bro, I'm not gonna call you out. I'm not gonna, like, cry about you. I'm not gonna put you on blast. I'm not gonna do anything.
And I
I'm
still
not gonna
wish
talk,
you all
I'm
of
I'm not
the
gonna
good
talk
in the world.
Shit on you. I'm not gonna judge you, bro. I'm just gonna know that I know that you're not the friend that is supposed to be in my circle, and that's it, bro. I don't give a
People
fuck.
People are temporary.
Live your life. I still love you. I still care about you, but live your life. But I know you're not in my life.
Yep.
It's and very it much like it's my world, and everyone else is just living in it.
And
who
you
wants
either
to live in it?
Yep.
And who wants to live in it?
It's a privilege to be in my life. And I feel like everyone should know that. Like, not even in a, like you said, in a very respectful way. Like, not even in a mean way or trying to make anybody else less.
Yeah, I do mean that.
But every single person is very valuable. And if someone does not want to be in your life, you should just let them go. There's that saying that the tighter you hold on to someone, the more they'll want to leave. And it has worked for me so many times. Or not necessarily worked, but, like, I've done that where, like, I let people go. And sometimes they come back and sometimes they don't. And, again, I did everything I could. I communicated. I made sure that, you know, there was back and forth on something. And if it's just not working out, it's not working out. So
I feel like with certain,
respect
like,
yourself. That's all I want to say.
I feel like with certain, this is kind of another thing with, like, certain friendships that you end up having throughout your life, and then certain friendships that you start different trading of, okay, well, I know what kind of friend you are, so I'm going to keep you here. I know what kind of friend you are, so I'm going to keep you right here. I know that you're pretty not much of a friend, but you're pretty cool, so I'm going to keep you right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like
not the partying friends.
Like, you know, those kind of friends, like, there's, you have a friend in every type of, like, different level of your life. So, and those are the friends that you, like, you know, you still vibe with, whether you claim as a friend or acquaintance or just a person that you know.
Coworker.
You know? Yeah, like, whatever it is, like, you, but you're still gonna be the good, kind, genuine person that you are, but it's just a different type of level of friendship that you have with that specific person. Like, I'm gonna, for example, I'm just gonna say me and you, like, bro, there's like, it is different. One, because we live with each other. Two, bro, we just have a different type of fucking bond. Like, it's in a different other level that I've never, personally, I have never had with any other woman. And I'm specifying women, men, I really don't have friendships like that. Maybe one other one, but that's not part of the topic.
The point.
Yeah, that's not the point. But with a woman, I've never had like a bond so strong that it hurts to like talk about or like to even think of like, oh fuck, like I'm not gonna be here like anymore, like
just what we're used to, like,
yeah,
we're used
dude,
to
like we're
literally
used to,
like,
just waking
Evelyn,
up
where are
to
you?
Each other, or like, yeah, or like, oh,
let's
where
watch
you
TV
at?
Do you want to have breakfast,
yeah,
or
like shit like this, or like, oh well, we, let's have a like a roomy date, like, and we have like, we do our thing like every day, like a whole day we have just to each other, mm-hmm. because we're always on our shit, whether we're working or you're with Josh or like I'm doing my own shit, and we're just like, okay, we need to come back and like do our own shit, mm-hmm. together, like us with each other, and which is like such a great bond, like we have that clear communication with it, we've never had an issue, we've never argued, we've never had like weird beef with each other, we've never had nothing like in that sort, because we communicate
so well
dude, that I've like, I will like forever, like it's kind of hard to like want to leave,
of course,
like it's bro, so bro, the way I've been avoiding packing and like wanting to leave, we literally discussed this, like I had been out every fucking day of like the past like week to avoid like that move, mm-hmm. and I've never had that issue because I'm so quick to ready to pack and go, bro, like the last where I was at, like I was just ready to go quick in 2 days,
I remember
packed.
Literally within like a day
two days,
and a half almost,
that,
like,
yeah, day and a half I was
it
packed
was like
and ready
I,
to go.
I'm ready to go,
no dead
like,
ass
whenever we got this house
packed in boxes,
like,
ready
I'm
to
done.
Go bro, right now it's so hard for me. Like I'm obviously I know the issue, like I know the why I'm being like I'm acting yeah. that way, because I don't want to go and yeah. Lose this, like being in my home, being in the comfort of my home, being around you, it's comfort, it's like my safe space,
yes,
it's my safe haven,
dude.
Like it's where I come back to, and where
you just feel like no one
just,
can reach
you,
no here,
one
no
know? One
like,
can touch
no
me
one,
no one's bothering
unless you
me
let them.
I'm in my own vibe, I'm vibing with you, we're with the dogs, we're cool, we're chilling, we do our own shit, like
we eat whenever the fuck we
want
to eat.
We do
whatever
we want. We
want
to dance. We want to be naked. We'll do whatever the fuck. We'll
sleep on the couch.
We'll
jump on the couch.
We'll fuck around
like,
with the dog. Dude. We'll be out there. Like, bro, we just live
yes.
our life.
Yeah, it
like,
is. We really
and
do
it's
live
hard,
in a little
dude,
sanctuary.
It's literally so hard. Like, it's very even hard to even talk about. You know, it was very hard for us to even jump to the conversation,
this,
dude.
Yeah.
And I, like, out saying it live, I will always appreciate and like love you to the end of time. Like I will never, even if it comes back to a time where I would like, if someone asking, oh, would you ever do it with Marlene, fuck yeah. Like we even have conversations of us living together in the next home.
Yep. Like, literally, oh, it's like, room. Oh, whenever
or
I buy
like,
my house, Evelyn, and your room,
yeah,
and
I'm like, oh, this is a dog's room, like,
dude, yes,
you know, like
not a scene, different houses, and be like, oh my god, I would live perfectly here with Evelyn.
Marlene
and the dog.
Would love that.
I feel like there's certain people that you just bond with, and they just, you just feel like you've known them you in know, another life, yeah. like in the entire universe. Like even now, like that everyone's talking about like multiverses and like stuff like that, like even in that aspect. And I remember ever since the first time that like we had a conversation, whenever we connected,
to dead ass, I was like,
it was
ooh.
Just it just felt like I had known you forever, dude. And
I would never forget.
Dude, I
will never forget the first time I ever met you. The conversations that we were having, I was like, "Ooh, this girl's on another level, and she's on my time."
Bro,
you're like, "Huh?" I don't know. And then, like, I remember one time I reached out to you to do your makeup for fun, right? I remember that time, bro. We had our conversation, dude. Ever since then, I was like, I know this girl is going to be my fucking friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be close. I didn't know how close, but I knew we were going to be close.
Super close. And we got really close within like...
real quick.
Dude, we've literally known each other for like 2 years. You're completely
dude,
aware of that,
cry.
Right? Like, we've literally known each other for like 2 years. Like, it's not even been a lifetime, but it just feels like a lifetime, you know?
Dude, I'm literally gonna cry right now. No, because like, dude, oh, fuck. Literally, when I was like going through it, like,
I'm not gonna look at you. I'm not gonna look at you, because like, usually, whenever we like look at each other in the eyes, it's just hard.
Dude, it's just so emotional because I didn't like, I, this is when I knew, when I had my car crash.
Just drink a little bit. Just drink a little bit. Just drink a little bit.
I'm crying so hard.
Okay. Let's take a breather because stop.
Dude, I literally remember like the time where I was like, this girl's gonna be like homegirl as fuck. When I had my car crash and I was going through it, I didn't have a place to live, and you were like, just come here, we'll be in my room, we'll figure it out. Dude, I was like,
you literally moved into my room. We lived
we live so comfortably.
I literally emptied out half of my closet.
You did.
And I was like, Evelyn, this is your side of the closet. Dude, and this is going to be my side of the closet. Oh. And then we were like, okay, in the bed. Because I had like this big like mueble where I had like my TV, right? And I was like, okay, this is your side. This is my side.
You literally?
And then in the bathroom, because I had a bathroom, I like had like several different
the way we shelves, have these and everything. Like, oh, dude. Literally, no, yeah. Like, that's when I knew she's one of me. Like, she's like the other part of my soul.
It was just like, necessary. It wasn't,
dude,
like,
I was like, wow. Because, I mean, little like short story, I literally had the worst experience with my last roommate, where I thought she was like fam, kind of, because of my brother. But it just twisted at me like the worst way. And I was like, fuck, dude. And I mean, I didn't know the really like much the girl, but I knew because of my brother, right? So I relied on the word of my brothers. I relied on the truth of and the loyalty of my brothers. So I relied on her.
Yeah.
But when it came to you, I mean, I really didn't know you like that. But the way you came through so hard like that, I was like, oh, she's like a real one. Dude, no, don't cry.
Stop, Evelyn. Let's cry after the episode, bro.
I know.
It's just, I mean, I feel like we've kind of met, or at least I've kind of talked about it, like on Twitter, and I've just said that obviously it's so hard. Just for me, it has always been a little hard letting people go, but at the same time, I'm very used to letting people go because I move so much, which means the people that I once saw every single day or all the time, or I spent so much time with, all of a sudden, literally from one day to another, I just don't see all the time anymore. I start seeing them every couple of months after that, and then every couple of years. And it never means that I lose any type of love and respect for them, because I feel like I'm one of the certain, you know, small amount of people in this world that even if I don't see you in a really long time, like whenever we do see each other, I say one thing and nothing ever happened. Like, no time passed by. Like, we're just cool with each other, like all the motherfucking time. Mm-hmm. And a really big thing that I feel like with us, obviously, like it helped us bond, was not only did we give us the time, like give each other the time of day of like expressing ourselves, because, you know, I've had several mental breakdowns that you literally just listen to, and I'm just like, because I talk so much. I mean, I have a fucking podcast for a reason. So imagine me upset, it's just, dude. Cállame el hocico, dude, because it's not, I'm never going to happen.
Si quieres. I had to. Why'd you go there?
I knew you would say that. I knew you'd fucking say that. And then from there on, like being there, like whenever you need just someone to listen to you, you know? Yeah. And I feel like a really big part of that too is also the fact that we are so spiritual that sometimes without even saying anything, like we understand each other, you know, like it was just a good mix. It was just a good,
it's like that time partnership that I told you I was like, I told you I had a whole breakdown, and then I was like, I really want to go out, I really want to have a good time. You were like, okay, you made it your mission to be like, we're gonna go out, and we had the greatest time, and we weren't even drunk.
We weren't. That was the best thing about it.
We were not. We were just on vibes, good energy. Just like we're all like, we're gonna get ourselves out of this mentality. You were like, okay, I'm gonna give you your time. I cried. I did what I had to do.
I was like, if you need a nap, I'll be picking your ass up in 2 hours.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we did, and we had the best time.
We had a super fun time. We literally got home super late that time.
Late, and
we
were 6 a.m.
We were dying.
We saw the sun up. Dude, it was 8 a.m.
We literally saw the sun. Like we were sitting in our couch, sunrise, and we were like,
sunrise,
oh shit.
Sunrise till you moan it.
No. That's not what we said.
That's not what we did.
That's not what we were doing. But like, yeah, I remember. I was just like, oh my god, why is it getting so sunny outside?
Dude, what's going on? It's kind of light.
I was like, oh my god, la basura.
I know, se va a pasar. Sácala.
It's because we have a problem with our fucking garbage, bro. We don't know what our garbage passes anymore.
Our recycle is full as fuck, bro.
It's been full for the past month and a half,
bro. We have
because we don't even like use that much plastic.
And first of all, we haven't even taken it out.
Like we haven't been able to because honestly, I'm probably just gonna leave it outside for like the whole week.
Actually, you should just in case.
Just see what day, it fucking passes.
No, you should actually.
Actually, I kind of will. I'm going to do that this weekend, actually. Now that I think about it.
No, actually, smart girl.
Right?
Yeah.
Should have done that a month ago.
We should do it Sunday. I'll do it Sunday. Yo, Sunday, you come back.
Yeah, I come back Sunday.
Yeah, so we do it Sunday. Let's not forget. I'm going to put it in the calendar so I won't forget.
Our little calendar
I'm like, us talking about what we're going to do right now.
Our little calendar also, like, and that was your idea because honestly, I mean, I put the calendar up, but to be very honest, I never read on it.
No, it was me.
It was just decoration.
It was me. I was like, okay, cool, period.
I have some fucking shelves that I was supposed to put up 8 months ago whenever we moved in and I never fucking did.
You did it like 3 months ago.
I'm literally like a husband. Like, si amor. I'll do it later.
Me telling Marlene, have you put up the show? She was like, nah, I'll do it later.
And then we fucking ran out of battery.
And that's what I told you. I was like, hey, do you need the like fucking.
Did you ever give it back to your brother? You did, yeah, right? Because I didn't see it anymore.
Yeah, the drill. Yeah, I give it to him.
Yeah, the drill. It's because I'm going to be honest. The reason why I never put up the shelves was because. So I had shelves that I had already put in my apartment, like with Josh. And then I had like clothes shelves that I bought at Walmart. At Target, and we never put up. And those closed ones, they have all like everything that you need to put them up with them. But I wanted to put the big shelves first, but I lost all the little like
tornillos.
Stuff. Yeah, like the little tornitos. So I procrastinated so much that I just never wanted to look for them because I know they're here somewhere. I just don't know where. And that's why I never looked for them, and that's why I never put them up, and that's why I just hid them in that corner. That's the real story behind the shelves.
That's the actual tea.
That's the tea. That's the tea behind the shelves. But going back to what we were saying, I am very excited for your next adventure, and I feel like we've known that it's coming, because whenever we started renting out this house, I told you that we weren't going to stay here the whole year.
No, we weren't.
I told you, I was like, I'm pretty sure we'll move out next summer.
Yeah.
Which is this summer. So yeah.
Ojo de bruja no se equivoca.
Tea. No, deadass.
And I'm very excited for you, and I know that you're gonna do great things, and I know that we're obviously gonna stay to like being close, and we're gonna stay. I feel like we're so used to each other, it's gonna be so hard for us to like actually like stop talking to each other. Like I'm pretty sure you're gonna be like, dude, I'm gonna go to San Antonio, and I'm just gonna be like, dude. Your bed is here. Like, literally, Kyle, like, your room is right there. And we just need to try new roads, you know? Yeah. Like, we have our goal, and we just need to try a new road to get there and a new direction and just recenter and try to do it again. And yeah. I am so excited and proud of you for making the decision. And even though, of course, I'll miss you and I'll hate the idea of having to cook for myself, it's just... It's meant to be, and I feel like we're not fighting it as much as maybe we think we are because we know it's right.
Yeah.
So even though it's hard, like, it's because it's a hard decision, and it's a hard thing to, like, finally just stop and do it because it's very emotionally charged, and it's also packing, and packing can be fucking boring and annoying as fuck.
Bro, I took 2-3 hours to pack my closet, and I really didn't fully pack it.
It can be very annoying.
Because I was just going through all my shit. And I was like, wow, I already had that. Wow, I already did that. It's wow. Yeah.
Puts on the crazy hat.
No, literally. Puts on the shades. I'm like...
Then the shirt that giving you thought you lost.
SpongeBob vibes.
And just looks out the door.
Dead ass. Marlene comes and is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, huh?
Packing? Literally, like, you were like at fucking 9 in the morning. Oh, yeah, I'm packing. I come back at 3 and you're like, yeah, I'm
still packing.
And I was like, Evelyn, I thought you didn't have shit. Like, in your closet, literally, I
didn't realize how much shit I had.
It's because I feel like we gather a lot of stuff from, like...
A little bit.
You know what? I noticed that with my landlord today, dude. Like, she was like, oh, there's no more... Because she has a whole ass storage outside, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, there's no more space to put anything in it. And I was like...
How?
Bitch, that's a whole ass fucking room. Like what the fuck do you mean? Like, and she's like, oh, it's because there's a couple of things that I don't use anymore. But, you know, they're there. And I was like, throw it.
Donate it.
Like, dude. Why? Like, dude, it gives me a lot of anxiety. The thought of like so many people like keeping a storage for so many different things. Like, I understand some things are, you know, you can't put a price on them. You know, certain things that maybe like family members left you or like certain prized possessions.
Yeah, but I have those.
It's not everything, dude. And I've moved. Like, don't come at me and try to be like, oh, it's because like you. No, bitch. I've moved so many times before.
Yeah.
Like, I have moved. I am not even sure how many schools I went to. I'm not sure how many houses I've lived in. I have moved, period. Like, if I need to pack up a whole house in a weekend, I will pack up a whole house, including my dog stuff, which my dogs probably have more shit than I do.
Yeah.
And all over the house because they don't have a specific place where, like, I keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And getting rid of stuff is just so satisfying to me. Like, just the fact of, like, I don't need any of this. Like, we literally do clean.
Detaching.
Yes.
Hard.
We do cleanings every couple of months because it's just doesn't serve a purpose anymore. It doesn't serve a purpose. Kind of like, okay, season. Have you ever seen that fucking episode? Or it's not an episode. It's a show on Netflix. Marie, I want to say Kondo. She's a lady that comes and like helps you organize your house. And she talks about, okay, does this give me joy? No. Throw it. Does this give me joy? No. Throw it. Does this give me joy? Okay, yes. This one does. Okay, put it on this pile. And, like, she literally talks about that with everything. Everything. Literally, forks in your kitchen. Do they give you joy? No. Throw that bitch out. You have too many knives. We have a stupid amount of knives. Stupid amount of random ass, all types of sizes and colors, fucking spoons.
Yeah.
Half of them aren't ours.
Yeah.
And she talks about that. She's like, just, does it give you joy? Do you see this spoon being part of your vision in the future? No? Sell that bitch. Throw it away.
Bye.
Donate it.
Get rid of it.
You already bought it, bitch. You already bought it. That money is already lost.
It's just been worn out.
Just
worn out.
Donation. Just get rid of it. Get that energy out of your house. You do not need that clutter. You do not need that just ugly vibration. You do not need the souls attached to that old ass spoon.
Yeah.
You just don't need it.
Me with my clothes, bro. I be getting rid of shit so quick.
Me as fuck. And then I look at pictures and I'm like, damn, what happened to that shirt?
No, I look at the pictures or I remember the fit. Or I'm like,
damn, I guess I should have kept. Oh, you like gross? No, I see shit. I'm usually like,
no, not really keep.
I was like, where the fuck did I leave?
Because I'd be wearing the fuck out of my clothes, bro.
You know what happens to me too, though? I have younger sisters, and they be stealing my clothes like a motherfucker.
I be stealing my mom's clothes.
Mm-mm, they be stealing my sister. My mom be stealing my clothes too.
My sister does not let me because then I would.
No, dude, I remember. For like a time whenever we didn't have a washer and dryer to this point, we only have a washer. Yeah. And I would go wash at my mom's. And whenever I would go wash at my mom's, I would always come back missing something, dude. Always. And I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I remember like this shirt. I put it, you know, and I'd text my mom and she's like, ah, it's okay. I saw it and I thought it was mine. And you washed it with my clothes. How are you going to say that you thought it was yours? Like, that's a lie, liar. Mother. It's a lie. Liar, pants on fire. I saw this movie Firestarter, and this little girl says that, and then she bursts them into flames.
Wait, she does. That's a good left turn.
She does do that. It's not that great of a movie, but it's entertaining.
Like vibes.
It's already 1:30 in the morning. And
are we in this episode?
It's been an hour and 10 minutes actually.
Oh, period.
Yeah. We talked about a decent amount of stuff, and we covered what we were supposed to talk about, and I'm glad that you were able to be in my returning episode.
I know.
And I'm gonna miss you, and I love you with my whole heart, and you know that you will always have a home here. And if you ever need anything, I am literally a ring away or a text away or a FaceTime away or whatever you want to call it. And I cannot wait to see what your next adventure is. And to everyone that's listening to this, thank you so much for tuning into another episode. And you're OGs, dude, because you were gonna be my co-host, and we just want to send a lot of love and a lot of positive energy. And I feel like everyone knows that the world is shifting, and everyone feels the shift in the world, and everyone feels at a point like maybe even anxious about like what's coming up, and like you know, gas prices and HEB having like restrictions on certain things to buy. And the only thing that we can do honestly is try to do our best, you know. Don't panic buy, but at the same time try to be prepared for you and your family. Because
stay on track, bro. Don't lose focus.
Shit is gonna hit the fan, and we just want to send you love.
Be prepared. Yeah.
And I'm very grateful that you guys are here listening to this.
Love
and
appreciate y'all.
Very grateful that we were able to record this. So you guys enjoy, and
peace out.
Peace out.